Okay, welcome back to another episode of Birmingham Live. This is Casey.
And this is Bill.
And we are live in Birmingham. So
once again.
Yep, it has been a couple weeks, couple months actually, since we've been live. Obviously, with things with COVID and all that going on, we like to keep you all informed on fresh and new things that are going on. And with so many things that have been canceled and all that, didn't want to come out with the same old stuff every week, but some things are starting to finally open up and change, so we're back.
Yep, yep. Obviously, a lot of talk still going on around about COVID and its effects, but it looks like maybe this week the schools around Alabama, they're going to make an announcement, maybe from Montgomery, about when schools are going to start back.
If and when.
Yep, yep. I think I heard there's some chance it could be the first of next year, just depending on, you know, them watching the trends.
Yep.
But so with that, so much of Alabama, you know, is built around sports because we like to get away from all the junk of the world, all the politics and all the tensions and enjoy our sports, and of course that's been greatly affected. And so high school sports, you know, one of the best seasons in Alabama is high school sports, mm-hmm. and high school football in particular.
Already so, some high school teams that have had to do some quarantines and delayed, and
right,
obviously so, school will be a big factor too.
They're trying to figure it all out. And then the college sports, of course, our Blazers and Alabama and Auburn and all the other schools represented in Alabama and around the country, college football-wise. It sounds like some days they take two steps forward and one mm-hmm. step back, and so that's very much up in the air.
Oh, I did just see real quick that they're still building on the new stadium that UAB is going to be at, and that's supposed to be – they're hoping to be open up – that UAB is going to play there. They'll be open up by for next year, 2021 season, so yeah. – That'll be cool having that.
So it'll be interesting to see if in high school sports and college sports, if you know, the various sports, if they try to do some, well, you've been talking about it, some instead of a full season.
Some abbreviated season, way to get some sports in, so.
Right, and just get people's minds on some other things. But and of course, and then you get into pro sports, which you know, a lot of people don't care quite as much about around here. But I was looking. I know you've seen some of this, Casey. We're big golfers, so the Masters that we missed in April is mm-hmm. moved to November, I believe, and things like the Olympics that were supposed to be this summer,
yep,
got moved to next summer. And which also involves the World Games that were supposed to be in Birmingham.
Yep, and move that out to the next year.
So. Yeah, to 2022. So stay tuned here. We'll give you updates. If you don't hear about them, we'll certainly report them. But anyway, that's kind of a broader scope of what's going on around the state. But we really like to spend our time talking about Birmingham.
Yep.
So what?
Yeah. So obviously, some of the first things to come back are outdoor things, outdoor events, and things like that. So tons of farmers markets all around. Obviously, you got Pepper Place that's, you know, always open downtown, but the Leeds, Ross Bridge, Vestavia, the Valleydale Farmers Market, Lee Branch, Helena, the West Homewood, all those are all different farmers markets. So pretty much anywhere within a 10-15 minute drive, you can find farmers markets. Most of them are Saturday mornings, 7 to 12. Check those out. Good way to get some fresh vegetables and
that's right.
produce. Get out of, and
it's been a great spring, and now mm-hmm. it's early summer and still not too hot. So yep. good time to go out and enjoy
pie.
That. I was surprised to see the Alabama Splash Adventure mm-hmm. is open, and also not quite as well known Spring Valley Beach in Bluntsville. Mm-hmm. It's open, so some of the water parks are yeah. opening, and I'm sure they've got their own set of rules. You know, like the beaches that are opening down south have their rules, keeping the distancing. So, but anyway, that's good to see some things like that coming back.
Yep. And then obviously next week is July 4th, and the Chelsea Fest and Big Kaboom is going to be this week. So on the 27th, you'll have the Big Kaboom. So Saturday, if you're
a week early,
listening to it. Yeah, so they normally like to do the weekend before July 4th, and usually a good family event, lots of food trucks and sponsors and things like that. So check that out if you're out and about. And obviously July 4th is next week. So
yeah, and then
the famous Thunder on the Mountain.
Yep, the next Saturday, which is actually July 4th on a Saturday, is Thunder on the Mountain. And that's always a big deal around Birmingham to see from all around the city.
Yep.
But so, it'll be
things
be
are
nice
slowly coming back. As I was looking through my normal websites to look up events and things like that coming, it's normally packed. Obviously, almost everything was canceled or postponed. So hopefully, things will start slowly coming back over the next couple months, and the virus and all that will slowly start to fade out, and we can get things back opened up even more here soon. So,
that's right.
So, well, that is it for this week's episode of Birmingham Live, and we will see y'all next week live in Birmingham.